Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
From cruising in County Louth to hot air balloons, Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with me in studio to tell us about, well, all those stories and many more that people might have missed this week. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, you're in the home stretch? Are you
the home stretch? I'm in 2 days next week. So
yeah,
yes, after this, I'm going to get my flu jab.
Oh, good man. Important. Yeah, that's on my list.
Especially with all the mixing over Christmas. So I'm doing that and then get ready over the weekend. And then another 2 days and then I'm off.
And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Yes, God bless the USA. And this is a mad story that I never knew about before. A Cork man came up with the phrase United States of America.
No way.
Never knew about that. And now the Cork man, believed to have been the first to use the phrase, will be remembered in Cork City next month. So they're going to stick up a plaque on Blarney Street on Cork's north side on the 30th of January in memory of a man called General Stephen Moylan. And this is all part of America's getting ready next year to celebrate 250 years of independence. And he's a big part of that. So General Moylan was educated in France. Then he went off to America, where he became aide-de-camp to General George Washington. And we have a letter written by the Cork man from January 2nd, 1776. And he wrote the letter to George Washington's private secretary, Joseph Reed, and he used the phrase United States of America. And this is the first known use of that phrase ever. So you have a Cork man to thank for USA. Moylan was a member of a merchant family in Cork City. His brother was also a bishop in Cork and Kerry. And during the American Revolution, General Moylan had a number of different jobs and he ended up settling in Philadelphia. Now, the group who's putting this plaque up is the Irish America 250 group. And they say they're a non-partisan group and they want to place Irish at the centre of America's 250-year celebrations. So expect to hear a lot more of General Stephen Moylan.
That's brilliant. Yeah. From Cork to Kerry.
Yes, yeah, so we all know Kerry's beautiful. I think Kerry's the most beautiful county in the country.
Well, I was a Donegal woman, I can't admit to that, but I'd say it's close second.
Close second, okay. Yeah. Well, we'll agree to disagree on that. You Donegal people definitely would disagree on that. And enjoying the splendour of Kerry's majestic scenery through a state-of-the-art immersive simulator might soon be on the card. So obviously, if you visit Kerry, like Donegal, there's an awful lot to take in, lots that you may miss. And the Kerry man this week is wondering, what if a simulator could share the same experience for people unable to take all of Kerry in? So the idea would be that this simulator, which I think is like a headset you'd put on your head, would be designed for visitors whose time is short, but they can still enjoy a virtual experience of all Kerry has to offer. So this is the hope of Fianna Fáil councillor Tommy Cahill, and he's asking Kerry County Council work with Fáilte Ireland to investigate all options. So he reckons that this would allow tourists feel as though they're flying through Kerry's most iconic scenic locations and visitor attractions. And what he does, he used the example of Skellig Island as an example, where hundreds of tourists couldn't get out to see Skellig Island because of a licensing issue. And if there was a virtual simulator in place, it would give some consolation for frustrated tourists. Or also he gives the example, if you have a disability or some issue where you can't walk, you may not be able to get to experience Carn Tuathail, but stick this simulator on your head and you would. Now, we've no word yet on whether this will happen or not, but if it does, you could put on your headset and feel like you're in Kerry or even Donegal.
Absolutely.
You never know.
I have to say, I love this idea.
Well, it would be nice if you were older and lived in this particular place. I love this idea too. It's right up my street. So it's like a nursing home or a retirement home, but extremely, extremely fancy.
Oh yeah, you'd be in the 5-star plush resort.
Yes, this is the dream. It's Ireland's first luxury retirement village, which has opened in Laois, beside the Heritage Hotel. It's called the Heritage Village, and they're offering high-end retirement living in Killinard. lovely part of the country as well. And there are 47 properties ready right now, and they're going to be fully completed in May of next year. Now, it doesn't come cheap if you want to live in this retirement village. The houses, the properties start at €325,000 for two types of two-bed houses. And also, as well as buying your lovely property, you have 24/7 support available for residents and all
these brilliant idea.
Amenities as well. Kind of like what they do in Florida.
So they're huge in America.
Massive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what they're saying is this can reimagine what leisure living can be like in Ireland. It's a modern, purpose-built community designed
you have all the health supports typically there that you need. I know a lot of them in the States. I know people that have used them before. They have hairdressers on site. They have like swimming pool, loads of activity. Like I think it's
Well, this will have a bistro and a bar, a library, a cinema, a private function room, an exercise room, a gym, a pickleball court, consulting rooms for wellbeing appointments, and a reception as well. And 24/7 nurses.
It's like an all-inclusive, Alda.
It is. It sounds like the dream. And it's just 4 kilometres away from Port Arlington train station. So family can come and visit you as well, or you can get on the train and head off with your bus pass.
Now you're a prime candidate for this. I could just totally at 40 years time I'd be coming to visit you at the
how dare you 40 years time 60 years time. But no, honestly, it's a great idea for the over 55s, and it does change the way we think
over
about
over 55, that's so young.
But it changes the way you think about living in Ireland when you're older. So there's 47 of them available. I think they could be snapped up. I know they're expensive, but listen, a lot of older people want to downsize too, so they may have a bit of equity there,
to do it.
And that's where you could use it.
Now, are you a fan of these? Would you like to ride?
Well, we're talking about hot air balloons here. I've never been in one.
Neither have I.
I'd love to go on one.
I've always wanted to go on one until about 3 or 4 years ago. I don't know. I just...
Yeah. Had you the chance, the opportunity to?
Well, like I've been on holidays before and you've been there as an option. I've thought about it and considered it. And I think they look like a really romantic, lovely thing to do. But I don't know. I've become afraid of heights. Like, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It was never like this years
ago. I know of people who never had to bother flying and now they're terrified of flying as well. Yeah.
So that's what scares me.
I'm mad to go on a hot air balloon. Now, they have lovely ones you can do places like Turkey.
Oh my God, I've seen this all over the summer. They have a big festival in Turkey every year for this.
I know someone who did a hot air balloon in Morocco and said it was absolutely gorgeous. Or you can do the desert in Dubai. Or you can do it in Roscommon. Just the same.
Just as beautiful.
Yes. The Irish Hot Air Ballooning Championships are coming to Roscommon in 2026. They already staged the competition earlier this year in the gorgeous Loch Key Forest and Activity Park in Boyle, and they've announced they'll be hosting it again this year. A load of people in September went to watch the 53rd edition of the competition when it came to Roscommon. Next year's championships are on in September in Loch Key, and what I never knew was that the Irish Hot Air Balloon Championships are the longest running ballooning event in the world.
Are you serious?
So we've a huge
I didn't
history.
Know we'd a big appetite or interest in.
They were first staged in 1971 in Ballymahon in County Longford. Now, we've no details on the championships yet. Apparently, more details will be shared. We do know it'll be from September 19th to 25th.
We'll have to go to that.
We'll have to go to that. And what I'm not clear on is, how do you win the Hot Air Balloon Championships? Like, is it the way you drive it or fly it? I don't know. Is it the way your balloon looks?
Stay in the air the longest.
How clean is your balloon? I'm not sure. But we'll find out more near the time.
I hope the criteria is a little more stringent than this.
Maybe how many people you can fit in the balloon. I'm not sure.
Finally, where is your dream cruise destination?
So bring me to Pina Coladas. I want one for each hand. Let's set sail. Morgan, oh, never leave dry land.
Yes, the dream sets setting sail with Captain Morgan and never leaving dry land. You love a cruise. I love a cruise.
Yeah.
We all love a cruise.
I've been on two of them now.
Yeah.
I think they're a brilliant holiday.
They are. They're kind of, and I loved as well with the cruise that you've kind of spent all your money before you get on it.
Now, that was the bit I found the hardest. Because I had never done an all inclusive before, so it's you're paying up front, which was a bit of a shock.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. But then afterwards, then you cannot spend another
penny. Then it's like a free holiday. You know, yeah. The girl math is that it's a free holiday when you're there because you don't have to pay for anything.
Love a cruise. Yeah, I'm trying to go on a cruise next year organised by Jane MacDonald, who's the queen of cruises. She's hosting her own cruise next year from England. So I really want to go on that one. But anyway, how would you feel about going on a cruise to Drogheda?
Well, I'll cruise anywhere.
Yes, we have big plans in Louth. Cruise ships could be docking at Drogheda Port if a long-term vision for the area is realised. The Independent tells us that there are plans to develop the port into a viable, attractive stopping point for the cruise ship industry, but they need a lot of support from the local community. So Gerard Deegan, chair of Drogheda Port Company, presented his vision for the future of the port to a council meeting recently. And now, the port's already busy. Last year, they had 350 ships accessing the port. And one of the most exciting aspects of the new master plan is identifying Drogheda as a cruise location. They are in talks with Fáilte Ireland on the proposals. And also, obviously, that would give a huge benefit to that wider...
Oh my God, the amount of money that cruise ships bring. You could have 4,000 people getting off a ship for 5 or 6 hours spending.
We're not talking the Queen Mary here. We're talking smaller ships. But with a smaller cruise ship, it's a higher spend clientele. Yeah, those smaller ships, they spend a fortune.
Well, everyone, you can be sure everyone's spending, you know, a coffee or a drink or something to eat or buying some kind of... You know, little gift token to bring away.
Absolutely, and went down very well with the local council meeting. So Councillor Maeve Ure said there was real interest in Drogheda becoming a cruise destination. And Councillor Anne-Marie Ford said, I really welcome the idea of cruise ships coming into Drogheda because the town has a lot to offer.
Yeah, they're big in Cork and Killybegs and Donegal, so maybe we could do an all-Ireland cruise.
That'd be lovely, actually. Yeah. Go Dublin.
We'll broadcast live. We'll bring the show on tour next summer.
Well, I mean, I went on a cruise and we stopped in Dubrovnik, so why not stop in Drogheda?
Well, Drogheda will be just the same as the Dominican Republic and the Bahamas. Just wedge it in between. Shane Beattie, happy Christmas for the last time this year. Thanks a million for telling us about all the stories that we just might miss in our daily lives. So you're great to come in and bring us up to date on all of the things happening around the country. You can hear more from Shane, 6 o'clock. You're back Monday morning.
Absolutely. Thank you to you and to all the lovely Lunchtime Live listeners. Happy Christmas.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.